Welcome to Living in the Light. Living in the Light is a radio ministry of Calvary Lighthouse Church, located at 502 East 4th Street, Chelsea, Oklahoma. Our worship services are Sunday morning, 10 o'clock a.m., Sunday evening at 6 o'clock p.m., and Thursday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. We are glad that you've joined us today, and we hope that you will make us a part of your Sunday morning schedule. Our prayer is that you will find hope and peace through a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. We now join Pastor Doug Pepper, Calvary Lighthouse Church, with today's message.
The Gospel of John, chapter number 6, verse number 51. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat this bread, he shall live forever. The bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. Keep your Bibles open. Verse 52. The Jews therefore strove among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whosoever eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. As the living Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. This is that bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers did eat manna, and are dead. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever. These things said he in the synagogue, as he taught in Capernaum. Many therefore of his disciples, when they had heard this, said, this is a hard saying, who can hear it? When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, doth this offend you? What and if ye shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before? It is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit, and they are life. But there are some of you that believe not. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not, and who should betray him. And he said, therefore said I unto you, that no man can come unto me, except it were given unto him of my Father. From that time many of his disciples went back, and walked no more with him. Then said Jesus unto the 12, will ye also go away? Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And we believe and are sure that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered them, have not I chosen you 12, and one of you is a devil? He spake of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, for he it was that should betray him, being one of the 12. Amen. Quite a portion of scripture here tonight. And I want to preach to us tonight assimilated truth. Now, I'm sure some of you may know what assimilate means. I didn't know until I looked it up. And of course, its main focus is to change food into a form that can be taken up by and made part of the body tissue and absorbed into the body. And it means to absorb or incorporate into one's thinking. Amen. Oh, that's what got a hold of me the first time that I preached this and ministered this. The reality of truth being incorporated into my life to where it changes the way I think. Amen. That's what God's after with his truth. Now, Oswald Chambers put it like this. Food is not health. And I want you to think about that just for a little bit. The only way food can become health to my body, to your body, is if that food is assimilated into the body. Praise God. And so then he went on to say, truth is not holiness. Because it does not become holiness until it is eaten and taken in and assimilated into my life. That's when it becomes holiness. Praise God. So here tonight, what I'm after is a stroll through the scriptures. You know, that's just a wonderful stroll, in my opinion. I love to scroll. I do that on the computer, praise God, and stroll through the scriptures to bring forth the understanding of what I'm trying to share with you. I want you to know that it's not just something that I believe, it's something that I have received. It's something that God has said. It is the principle of His Word. It is the character of His nature. And I want you to understand from His Word that He wants truth to be assimilated into my life. Not just heard, not just received, but it must become assimilated. It must be incorporated into my life to where it changes the way I think and the way that I operate. Hallelujah. And so we see then just loving truth alone is not holiness. Oh yeah, I mean you can read your Bible every day and it does not mean you're holy. You can love the preaching of God's Word and it doesn't mean you're holy. You can go to every revival meeting and every special meeting and listen to preaching tapes on cassette and on CD and on the radio and on the website and still not be holy. You see, it must be assimilated into my life. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. It's not just a matter of hearing the truth. It's not just a matter of reading the truth. Let's go to James and let's see what James has to say about hearing from God and about the Word of God and about my response to it. In James chapter number 1. And verse number 19, it says, wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. Be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any man be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Praise be to God. Now, from the book of James, this chapter number 1, we find the understanding that God wants you and I to receive His Word, receive His truth, and lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted Word. Now, filthiness, superfluity of naughtiness is the opposite of meekness. Just to give you a simple understanding here. In other words, to be haughty, high-minded, self-willed, pride, arrogant, is not going to get you anywhere with God, and you'll not receive one thing from God, and that superfluity of naughtiness is an excessive self, if you will. Filthiness is anything that is not of God. Filthiness is a category or a word that goes along with the word wrath. Both those words go along with the word wrath. It speaks of the carnal nature, the sinful nature, the evil twin, if you will. This is what this terminology speaks of when he says, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness. He is saying, crucify the flesh. Crucify that sin nature. Mortify it. He's just saying it. James is saying it in his words. Goes right along with what Paul preached and what Peter preached and what Paul wrote down and what Peter wrote down, and James is writing the same thing down, just using a little bit different terminology, but he's saying and preaching the same message. The reality of the child of God is crucify the old man and do God's word. Hallelujah. That's just the bottom line of it. We understand James is writing to the believers. He's writing to those that have been washed in the blood. He's writing to those that have believed on Jesus Christ. And he's still having to admonish them to purify your life. Amen. Because that is our reasonable service. Amen. I'm not going to that scripture, but it's just one that goes along with it. And so when I become a hearer of the word, which then I assimilate that word, it makes me a doer of the word. And when I'm a doer of the word and a doer of the work, I'm holy before God. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, praise be to God. And so we see then truth must be assimilated. James gives us that understanding. That's what Jesus was talking about in John 6 and the scriptures that we just previously read. He wasn't literally talking about eating his flesh on his body. He came along and told him the words that I speak are spirit. That's letting you know that you must take everything about me. You can't only take just part of me. You got to take all of me or you have none of me. That's what he meant by unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you've got to take me in my entirety and you've got to simulate me into your life and you will be holy. You will be spiritual. You will be righteous. Hallelujah. Oh, if there's no assimilation of the truth, there is no holiness of life. You see, this is where it seems Christianity is dropping the ball, so to speak. Christianity is fading from, the power of God and the work of the Spirit of God, because they enjoy the word, but they assimilate none of it. Ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. They never assimilate the truths of the kingdom of God. Thus it never produces a holy life. What's the terminology? Their God is their own belly. It's a terminology I do believe Jude uses. And that's where we read that they're ever learning but never coming or assimilating the truth to become holy. Hallelujah. Because that's what God's after. That's what he saved you and me for, that you and I would be holy. And so we see then James gives us the same understanding of what Jesus preached and Jesus taught. James then comes and he preaches it also. And John 8:31, then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. They answered him, we be Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. They forget so quickly. Now sayest thou, ye shall be made free. And Jesus answered them, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. He was just point blank right to the point, wasn't he? Said, you say you haven't been in bondage to no man, but yet you're in bondage to sin. Because if you serve sin, if you sin, you're a servant to sin. That means you're in bondage to sin. He gave them a spiritual truth and it just went right over their heads. They did not assimilate that one. Praise God. And so we see then Jesus gives him the understanding. If you continue in my word, that is the reference to the reality of doing what he preached, doing what he said. Then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth. Could I put in there, assimilate the truth? Hallelujah. Oh, and then ye shall assimilate the truth. And when the truth is assimilated, it will set you free from sin. Hallelujah. Because you'll be living holy before God, because you are walking according to his word and not your own want, your own desire, your own passions, or anything else about you. You're walking according to his word. Hallelujah. And thus you're free from the old man. You're free from the bondage of sin. And you're at liberty walking with God. Woo! When truth is assimilated, hallelujah, incorporated into the mind, you begin to walk that way and you're holy before God. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. I mean, this is a whole emphasis of this message and this understanding tonight is truth will do you no good until it is assimilated into your life, woo, into your body, into your mind, to where it dictates your steps. Woo, praise be to God. It must. If it doesn't, you're not God's. I want you to understand that. If it doesn't, if truth is never assimilated into your life, you do not belong to God. You are still in bondage to yourself. Not bad for a rerun. Woo, praise God. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter number 4, verse 24. And we just had this in our Sunday school lesson, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Hallelujah. Oh my, see the reality, putting on, assimilating, oh my, of what God has done. He's cleansed my heart. He's cleansed my mind. He's washed me in his blood. I've been regenerated. I'm brand new. Hallelujah. Oh, praise be to God. Now fill that new vessel with the things of God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Lest you have thought to return to the country you came from. And that's Abraham, if you didn't realize that. Praise God. Woo, hallelujah. Oh, Abraham kept going God's direction, you see. I mean, that's why he's a pillar that we can look at. Yes, he made mistakes. It brings that out too. But he didn't stop. He kept going on. Hallelujah. Oh, praise be to God. That's a wonderful thing about the Bible, is it doesn't leave out most of these great men of God and these great men that the Bible talks about. They weren't perfect. They had faults, they had failures, but God was perfecting them. Amen. And as truth was assimilated into their lives changed. That's why Abram went to Abraham, and that's why he passed his test, glory to God, and he obeyed God, hallelujah, and God accounted it to him for righteousness, because he obeyed what God told him to do. He did not have all the law, he did not have a bunch of commandments, but he did everything God told him to do. Adam and Eve didn't even do that. See, they only had one command. They didn't do it. I don't know how many Abraham had, but everyone he got, he did. Hallelujah. And so that's why God made the covenant with him, gave Sarah a son and Abraham a son and Isaac, and said, my covenant's going to be with you, and there will be multitudes that come from you. Why? Because he was obedient. Praise God. He assimilated truth. Praise God. I'm glad you all testified about that. Glory to God. Romans 6:19. I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh. For as ye have yielded your members servants to uncleanness and to iniquity unto iniquity, even so now yield your members as servants to righteousness unto holiness. You see, when you yield yourself to God, and you yield yourself to God's word, In other words, as God begins to speak to your heart and the Word of God begins to come alive to your mind, and then you hear it, you believe it, and you begin to do it, amen, it produces true holiness. Hallelujah. I mean, you're a servant to righteousness. You yield to righteousness, and then that produces holiness in your life. That's kind of the little bit of difference there between righteousness and holiness. Righteousness is the written word. Amen. Righteousness is the right way to do something. Amen. But when you do it the right way, it's holiness. Hallelujah. Oh, praise be to God. I mean, that is the definition of holiness. If you've never heard it quite like that, it's when you do righteousness according to God's word, it becomes your holiness unto God, your separation unto God. It means you are not doing it like the world would do it. You're not doing it like the sin nature would do it. You are doing it like Jesus would do it. Amen. And that's righteousness, and that's holiness unto the Lord. Woo, praise be to God. Now you tell me, you going to make it to heaven without holiness? I mean, that's just what the Bible says. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see God. Amen. Oh, I'm telling you tonight, church, holiness is God. Holiness is what God wants you and I to be. Amen. And it I don't have time tonight. Maybe I ought to take time. I mean, cover everything from A to Z. That's what holiness entails. Hallelujah. It's not just a matter of the outward adorning. It's a matter of the inward thoughts. Hallelujah. I mean, the outward adorning is righteous, and it turns into holiness when you do it the right way. Praise God. But that's just a small, minor thing compared to what God wants to do in your heart and my heart, my mind, your mind, and producing holiness in our lives every day, amen, as we walk on the face of this earth, holiness should be our motto, our battle cry, holiness unto the Lord. Woo, praise be to God. Hallelujah. 1 Peter chapter number 1, you notice there in Romans 6:19 that you had to yield your members to be a servant of righteousness. It's not an automatic thing. You've got to purpose to do it. Yeah. The temptation is not to do it. And the yieldedness is in you go ahead and do what's right. Amen. And that's holiness unto the Lord. When you do it the right way, that's holiness unto the Lord. 1 Peter chapter number 1, verse number 13. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance. Fashion means to pattern or follow the pattern of. Don't fashion or follow the pattern of what you used to do and how you used to do it because you were ignorant to the things of God. But as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Because as it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. That's God's word. That's God's command. And there is no way you can get around it. God said that I want you to be holy, just like I'm holy. That's a tall order, my friend, unless you're regenerated. Woo! Then it's short order. Praise God. It's just my reasonable service for what he has already done for me. Praise be to God. But God declares, be ye holy, for I am holy. How in the world is this all going to transpire? How in the world does this happen in my life? Well, I've already said, you got to be regenerated. Amen. There's got to be a work of the Spirit of God in your life and in mine. John 15:26, but when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, truth which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. Amen. What Jesus say? Lest you eat my flesh and drink my blood. Everything about Jesus Christ, that's what I've got to simulate into my life, and it's got to become my pattern. Hallelujah. It's got to become my life. Glory to God. Christ must become my life. That's holiness unto the Lord, and that's what the Holy Ghost is going to do in your life. That's what he's going to do in my life. Glory to God. He's going to bring the Word of God alive. Hallelujah. He's going to assimilate it into my mind. He's going to assimilate it into my heart. He's going to assimilate it into the body of Christ. Hallelujah. Because everything the Holy Ghost is going to do is exalt Jesus Christ, magnify Jesus Christ, lift up Jesus Christ, and show me Christ. Hallelujah, that I might follow him. Praise be to God. There's not one thing that can be done as far as assimilating truth without the involvement of the Holy Ghost of God. I guess you could kind of say he is the digestive system. He takes out all the impurities and puts all the purities in. Glory to God. Hallelujah. John 16:13. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. He will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are mine, therefore said I, that he shall take of mine, and shall show it unto you. It's the power and the work of an almighty God in the life of a human being. That's why we have this treasure in an earthen vessel, that the power may be of God and the glory may be to God. There is not one thing that I could do without God's grace moving in my life. There is not one truth I could assimilate and perform right and be holy before God without the Holy Ghost of God leading me, showing me, pumping me, priming me, if you will, praise God, keeping me pressing towards the prize and the high calling of my God to be holy as he's holy.
Live somewhere in between. Oh, but I want to live.
You have been listening to Living in the Light, radio ministry of Calvary Lighthouse Church, Chelsea, Oklahoma. Pastor Doug Pepper, congregation, would like to invite you to join them in worship. Sunday morning, 10 o'clock a.m., Sunday evening at 6 o'clock p.m., and Thursday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. We hope you've been encouraged by today's message. For more information about this ministry, call 918-789-2710 or go to our website, www.calvarylighthousechurch.org. That's www.calvarylighthousechurch.org. Thank you once again for listening to Living in the Light.